And here's the thing about soul winning. Like, soul winning, at least it's this way for me. Probably other soul winners would agree with this, is that it's always hard work. I mean, I don't care how ideal the circumstances is. I mean, sometimes when you go to the receptive place where you're just preaching and preaching and preaching, that's hard. To me, that's harder than getting rejected. I mean, how hard is it to get rejected? I wouldn't know. No, I'm just kidding. Some of you could probably write a book about it. Right? It's not that hard. We're from a Baptist church. You want? No? Okay. You know, unless you're a snowflake. Ooh, hurt my feelings. You know, here's the thing. They didn't reject you. They rejected the message you're bringing. And I've always joked about doing this, and maybe it would just be good to do to prove a point. If we showed up at a door with a big check that said $1 million on it and balloons and a camcorder, people would be like, ah, they'd come running out. You know, they wouldn't even care about the mask. They wouldn't care. Why? Because it's the message you're bringing, you know? You know, if we were sweet, you know, what with publishing houses, what was that one? The sweepstakes? I don't know. You had to grow up in the 80s or something. Came in those big envelopes, you know? Ed McMahon, that was the guy, right? He always showed up with the check and, hey, we were like that. They just come running to see us. But they reject the message, not us. So don't be a snowflake about it, you know. And once you get over that, what you find out is being rejected is actually easier. The unreceptive places, really, when you think about it, are easier to go soul winning. It's when you go to the White Mountain Apache, it's like, I've knocked 4 doors and preached a gospel 4 times in like 2 hours. And yeah, it's great, and we love to do it. But it can wear a person out, you know, having to preach and preach and turn your Bible. And I'm not lamenting the fact. That's great. I mean, that's what I would prefer. But if the reason why we're not going to go soul winning in a less receptive place is because we think it's harder, you're wrong. It's the complete opposite. I mean, it might be harder physically, some more so than others, right? I'm kind of getting a little worried about this globe trip now that I'm thinking about it. I walk up this step here, and it's like, time to preach.